The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga's College of Business hosts the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program, or VEP, a program that works with veterans to help take their dreams of business ownership to the next level by providing information and mentoring as they enter the business world. VEP will benefit from the American Dream Concert scheduled for May 2nd at historic Ingalls Stadium. Tomorrow night at Ingalls Stadium, the Charlie Daniels Band and Overland Express will perform to celebrate Friday's Armed Forces Day and help support veterans following the American dream.
Well, the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. You probably didn't even know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll just make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but let's give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul. I think I'm better than you." Boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'm going to take your bet. You're going to regret. I'm the best as ever."
It's not easy to start your own business. Knowing how to take that perfect idea and turn it into a money-making venture requires information and skills not provided in a general education. For veterans with dreams of owning their own businesses, the VEP can help. Christina Montague is the Assistant Dean of External Affairs for the College of Business at UTC.
The Veterans Entrepreneurship Program at UTC was brought here by our current Dean of the Business School, Robert Dooley, and he was at Oklahoma State University prior to taking our dean's role here. And he brought this program down because he had seen it at OSU. It had run for about 4 years and was becoming very successful up there. And it's to recruit veterans into a 8-day, very intensive boot camp around entrepreneurship. They learn the nuts and bolts of venture startup, everything from cash flow management to marketing to legal issues have to do with intellectual property, things like that. And then they have about 10 months of mentoring follow-up with the program. And we do start before they come to us in the boot camp with a 5-week online course to have them share their business ideas with each other and talk about whether the rest of the members of the group feel like they're going in the right direction and they have some mentoring in that capacity. But then they come to us and they don't even have to have a fully developed business plan. They just come to us with those ideas and help develop them in the program with us. And so last year was our first year at UTC. And we had 14 veterans in the program. This year, we have just finished our application process, and we have selected 21 veterans to be in this year's program. The boot camp will be July 20th through 27th here on campus at UTC.
Sandra Cordell is the VEP coordinator and helps screen applicants to the program.
Of the 21 applicants we have, actually half of them live outside of a 200-mile radius. So that's something that's different this year. We have some coming from Colorado, California, and even Utah. Some of the ideas include logistical businesses. We also have someone who's wanting to start up a European-style cafe here in Chattanooga, an accounting service, nonprofits, CPA firms, woodworking. It's really a broad spectrum this year.
The Charlie Daniels Band and Overland Express will be performing at Ingalls Stadium on Thursday, May 2nd, in order to raise funds and support this particular program.
The whole idea came out of a conversation between Ingalls Stadium and Friends of the Festival, who had heard about the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program and really got excited about it and thought about how could we do something that would celebrate the program and do it at the same time that Armed Forces Day Parade is coming up, which is on this Friday. On Friday morning, they will have the nation's longest running Armed Forces Day Parade right through downtown. So they talked about having this concert at Ingalls Stadium. Ingalls Stadium is a historic stadium, obviously. It was recently in 42. This is going to be the first non-athletic event at the stadium since they've refurbished it. We have someone who's been working with our program for a while. It's General B.B. Bell, who's a 4-star general and a UTC Distinguished Alumnus. And he is very good friends with Charlie Daniels. They were having conversations, and of course, Friends of the Festival has connections to Charlie, and they were able to get him to come down here for this concert, and he is very excited about it because of what it is supporting. It is supporting veterans. It's supporting veterans pursuing their own American dream, and that's why we're calling it the American Dream Concert, and it's in conjunction with Armed Forces Day Parade, so it just has a very feel-good purpose to it, and so he was excited, and then Overland Express got involved as well, so Overland Express is opening. Those are two very, obviously, popular bands, and we're hoping to have a great crowd there. Tickets will be available at the gate on Thursday night, May 2nd. The doors open at 6 p.m.
Johnny, rise it up, you're blowing, play a bit of hard. Cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals your card. If you win, you'll get the shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
This is the first time you've done a concert of this type or an event of this type, not just honoring the veterans, but also involving the program.
The reason they're benefiting the program is because they found real value in what we were doing to really help build veterans' business ideas and help them with their ventures, and thought it was a good fit for a historic stadium, and then Charlie Daniels, who supports that as well. But B.B. Bell has been a great supporter, and he loved the idea of doing this in conjunction with Armed Forces Day Parade. And we have been having great support also from the Chattanooga Area Veterans Association, who runs the Armed Forces Day Parade. They will be helping us with a color guard that night at the event. Some of our veterans who went through the program will be speaking at the event as well to let you know more about the program and what they got out of it.
The veterans selected for the VEP make a one-year commitment to work towards their dreams. Other people and organizations in the community honor that commitment with their support.
It's an annual program, and it is completely free to the veterans involved. The program is underwritten by private support, so we have foundation support. SunTrust Foundation has helped us out this year in a major way, and Walden Security has come in to support the program over the next 3 years as well. So we have a lot of great corporate and foundation support, as well as individuals who have just supported individual veterans coming in. So it costs about $3,000 a vet to produce the program. We bring folks in from across the country, provide all transportation, housing, food while they're here. They work very hard for us. Our boot camp runs from about 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night every single day. We put them through kind of the test of both sitting in the classroom, but actually getting out, going to some area businesses, learning from the Business Development Center folks. We go to the Chattanooga Battlefield and learn about entrepreneurial leadership. And then we have a pitch competition at the end of the 8 days where they have to pitch to a group of business people in town. We did it last year at CoLab. It's a very intense program. You have to not only develop your idea, develop your business plan, and then pitch it by the end of the week. It's not quite 48 hours, but within 8 days, you have to do that. And what I really do think it gets them to a place, though, that they are much more secure in their plans and their ideas. And we had several people launch some great businesses last year.
One individual that completed the program was a pathologist that developed a special storage system.
They call it the slide file system, but it's a way to keep samples from labs better organized.
And then another who's a local acupuncturist in town, Brett Moldenhauer, he actually was pivoting his business, which means sort of changing his business model to serve Olympic-level athletes. And he went to the London Games after our program last year and was able to serve several athletes there, a couple of who won gold medals.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and we don't wear it on our heads. It's a symbol of the land where the good guys live. Are you listening to what I said? You a coward in a...
Celebrate Armed Forces Day a bit early with the American Dream Concert featuring the Charlie Daniels Band and Overland Express on Thursday, May 2nd at historic Ingalls Stadium. Doors open at 6 p.m. You can learn more about the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga by following the links from the Around and About blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.